which Mr. Pickwick spends a Merry Christmas with old friends and is summoned before the majesty of the law.
Christmas at Dingley Dell! Oh, Mr. Pickwick!
Here is the very invitation from Wardle. Oh, think of the feasting, dancing and merriment.
Think of the girls!
Tupman, Wardle says that Rachel is gone to be ladies' companion at Hastings.
Very nice. Lots of fish at Hastings.
Good fellow. Now, until Christmas, I intend to give the members of the corresponding society some weeks' leave of absence.
Ah!
I have been neglecting my journal for the club, and I must also attend to the wretched nuisance of Bardell versus Pickwick.
Oh.
So, farewell, friends.
Farewell.
My dear Pickwick, you must understand that your case is more than a wretched nuisance.
Mrs. Bardell has still not reconsidered.
Sir, you have asked me that question every day for the last month. I reiterate, her attorneys will never allow her to withdraw the charge.
It's nothing but extortion.
Very likely, but who's to prove it? There is yet time, of course, to propose a settlement sine prejudice.
You have not a penny. It is a matter of principle.
Pickwick and principle, eh? Oh, in that case, we had better engage Sergeant Snubbin. Top man. I shall brief him. Now, my dear fellow, my advice is to forget your case, go away, and enjoy your Christmas.
Christmas, which on the 24th day of December, in the year of grace in which these events were recorded, brought us once again to Manor Farm, Dingley Dell, in the English county of Kent.